I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The DNR's fisheries have come up with a comprehensive plan to begin work on improving fishing access and fish habitat all across the state. We'll talk a little more about some of the first projects in the hopper coming up after this. Dave Thorne with the West Virginia DNR specializes in all things trout for the agency, particularly when it comes to habitat restoration. However, the agency has taken a broader view with a new comprehensive plan for fish habitat work in West Virginia.
We took the places and reached out to our district biologists who know the lay of the land, and I have to say this is comprehensive. This is warm water, cold water, small impoundments, reservoirs, the whole gamut of fisheries we have in the state, and our district guys looked at them and we asked them to identify priorities to them on their districts and to give some ideas what they might like to see happen.
And the plan calls for two projects a year going forward starting in 2018. The first of those at Holly River State Park.
One is a cold water project in Holly River State Park. We're going to do some in-stream habitat that'll expand opportunities for stock trout where we stock it in the park. We're also going to do some more liming in the headwaters of Holly River State Park, improve some of the native brook trout in the upper reaches of the park. But we're going to do some habitat work, be logging rock structures, veins in about a mile of Laurel Fork within Holly River State Park.
The warm water project for 2018, South Branch of the Potomac.
We're looking at a larger warm water project next year on our South Branch Wildlife Management Area at the head of the trough, just north of Moorfield there. And I think it's going to be a neat project because we're looking at doing some revetments and things, some jetties, just essentially larger veins and things like we do in our trout streams.
And aiding in the effort will be programs at WVU.
We've got a partnership with WVU NRAC, the Natural Resources Analysis Center. They have a new program they're working on up there. They've got some stream restoration curriculum they're building in to their program through some of their landscape architecture stuff. So we can use them for stream design and different things.
And the idea to improve fish habitat and at the same time enhance fishermen access to the state's public waters. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.